This episode has been brought to you by Project Ikute Torah, where we are here to help you learn, live, and love Torah Or and Likutei Torah. To learn more about us, visit projectikuteitorah.org.
Parshas Shmini, page 18d. Biur alivyosan zechulu hanal. The following is an explanation on the previous maima livyosan zeh. Hine inyan sheyesh yisrein b'neshamas. Shemebechines nuneyama al neshamas shemebechines sheirabor. The advantage of the souls of Nuneyama, of the fish of the sea, over the souls which are of the Shoir Habor, the wild ox, as explained previously in the Maimel of Yosan Zer at the beginning of Parsha Shmini, Parsha 2, that's obvious. Me'acha Sheheim Me'yichud Ava, because the souls of Nuneyama are elevated souls, and they come from the union of Chochma and Bina. V'heim ani kroim achim v'reim. And those souls are called brothers and beloved ones. Ach lehovin inyin ha-yisrin sh'yesh gampin b'neshomer sh'be'b'chinus sh'er abor al b'chinus nuneyama. However, what we need to understand is what is the advantage of the souls which are on the level of the Shoir Habor, over the souls of the Nuneyama. In other words, there's an advantage in each one of them. The advantage of the souls of Nuneyama is obvious, but what is the advantage of the souls of the Shoir Habor? Hine yesh lahagdim. So we need to make an introduction. Mashakosa b'mokamacher, that which is written elsewhere, al posuk, on the pasuk in Parshas Kisavai, v'hoisa nivloscha lema'achol l'chol oif ha-shamayim u'levehem ha-sa'oretz, that your carcass will be for food for all the birds of the sky and for the animals on the earth. V'ho'inyan, and the idea is, shekol ha-klolis, all the curses of Parshas Kisavai, heim al hora denoiga. They go on the negative side of Klipas Noiga. Upirush Nivloscha. Therefore, what does Nivloscha, meaning a carcass or an avela, a dead animal, refer to? Loshen Noivlis. The word Nivloscha comes from the word Noivlis. Noivlis means that which flows. Hainu. It means that which fell and flowed from the breakage of the vessels, and it's mixed with bad, the noiga of the level of noiga. And that will not remain in the future. Rather, what will happen in the future is that the birds of the heaven and the animals of the earth will eat up that nevela, will eat up that which has flowed down from the breakage of the vessels. Who are and what do the birds of the heaven and the animals of the earth refer to in their spiritual sense? Oif ha-shamayim, the birds of the heaven, hainu kamayim razal, that is, as Chazal say, al posuk v'oif ye'oifeif, that a bird will fly, v'oif ze Michoel. It's a reference to the archangel Michoel. V'yesh malachim, and there are angels, shenikroim behemas ha'aretz, which are called animals of the earth. V'hu ha-merkava, and that is a reference to the chariot of Yechezkel, p'nei Arye, p'nei Shor, the face of the lion, the face of the ox. V'gam, and in addition to the reference being to malachim, angels of different sorts, b'neshamas b'nei Adam, in souls of humans, Yesh Beis Madrigas Elu. There are these two levels. Sheyesh Neshamas Shenikroim Oif. There are souls called birds. Ukemeshakosa Bezoyar Chele Gimel Paparshas Pinchas Daf Reishi Zayin Amid Beis. Asha Shom Tziporim Yekanenu Betulehoin Mekananon Nishmeisein De Tzadikaya. That there are birds within which rest souls of tzaddikim. V'kach, in other words, there are tzaddikim which are compared to birds. V'kachi b'zoya chelekala p'parshas v'yetzei dafkuf samach beis, soif amad beis. V'yesh neshamis, and there are souls, shen ekroim behemas ha'oretz, who are called animals of the earth. K'mesh kosev, as it says, gur aryeh Yehuda. That Yehuda was compared to a lion. Yisachar chamer gomrim. And Yisachar to a donkey. B'chayr shayroi. And Yosef to an ox. So there are malachim called birds and malachim called animals. And there are souls which are called birds and animals. V'ho'inyin, and the idea is, shebebechina echod, that on one level, Yesh Yisrin Maila Ba'oif Al HaBehema. There is an advantage of a bird over an animal. Sheha'oif Hu Poireach B'Kenofov Hagbea L'Maila Ba'avir Mash'enken HaBehema. A bird can fly with its wings high in the sky, whereas an animal cannot do that. U'Bebechina Echod, and on one level, Yesh Yisrin Be'Behema Al'oif. There's an advantage of an animal over the bird, dehoif zuta chayuse, because a bird has a minimal level of energy in it. Velochin, and therefore hechsheroi besimen echod, it becomes kosher by slaughtering one of its vital pipes, meaning windpipe or food pipe. Aval habehema chayusa rav. However, an animal has much more life in it. Ve'al derech ze yuvin lemaila. And similarly, if we reflect on that difference between a bird and an animal above, de bechinas hamalochim shenikroim oif hashamayim, reflecting it on the angels who are called birds of the heaven, v'chein ha'neshomes, and so to the souls, shem bebechina zu, from this perspective, yesh lehem yisroin, they have an advantage, sheyuchlu loif v'lalois be'ilu yadreim ha'mailas, al yidei agad v'navavira, that the angels and souls which are called birds have the advantage that they can fly high to the highest levels through their wings of love and fear of Hashem. V'yesh gam ken Yisrael ma'ilam bebechinas hamalochim u'neshomes hanikroim behemas ha'aretz. However, there is also an advantage of the souls and angels which are called animals of the earth. Shekoichem rav v'godol, because they have a huge amount of power. U'kameshikosa b'chayas ha'merkova, as it says of the beasts of the chariot, v'hachayas noises esakisei, that they carry the throne. Harei shekoicham otsum, which means that they have huge power. Lios noises esakisei, to carry the throne. V'al hakisei kemarei odam, upon which is the image of the man. V'hine, now, mimutza dover muvur, from this discussion, it's clear. De im heyois shebechinas oif yesh bo yisrein bechinas hoafifa lales v'ilui, that although the bird has the advantage of flight high in the sky, im kol zeh, nevertheless, yesh gam ken yisrein otzum lebechinas behemas ha'aretz, there's a tremendous advantage of the animals of the earth. Beroiv hakoyach shebohen, in the huge amount of power that they have. Ubamokamacher nisbayer, elsewhere it's explained, Da'akoyach hazeh b'chayas ha'marakova, that this power, which the animals of the chariots have, lios noises es akisei, carrying the throne, haynu lefi, it's because, shehein mimar shenisbare b'shviras hakelim, that they are from what has been refined after the breakage of the vessels, shehu me'olam ha'toyu, which originally stems from the world of Toyu. Shesham hoyo ribui ho'er, which there was huge amounts of light. V'alpizeh, and according to this, yeshloimeh, one may say, demehai taimeh, that because of this reason, ein kein be'oifin, that is not the case with birds. Lefi shehem nimshechu mizivig neshikin, because they come from the kiss of Neshikin, v'zivug de Neshikin, and the kiss of Neshikin, hu afilu k'she'ein sarach levarer m'shviras hakelim. That happens even when there is no need of refinement from anything which fell in the shvira, in the breakage. K'meshikosa be'etz chaim shom behedia, as is written in Etz Chaim clearly. So therefore, there's a clear advantage over the chayas, which do come from the ribui oil, the huge amount of light of the shvira, of tohu, over the birds, which only come from zivig neshikin. V'tzarechia, now this is difficult, de l'chayra mashma, because seemingly it's clear, shekol ha-malochim yetzu mizivig neshikin, that all angels come from the zivug of neshikin, as it says in Eitz Chaim there. Umikol mokim, nevertheless, al kol ponim, there is yesh yisrein lebechinas behema al bechinas oif. There's an advantage of the animal over the bird, beinyan hakoyach vahagvura, in that it has more power and strength. Hagam sheyesh yisrein leoif beinyan hoafifa, which even though the bird has an advantage in its flight, in its flying high, and there's a parenthesis here, ve'ef shaloyma, one may possibly suggest, dezeu ki'inyin b'chinas beis shemes mab va'ab, that this is like the difference between the two names, the name mam beis, 42-lettered name, ve'ayin beis, and the 72-lettered name, shebishma, Vahoye im Shemaya, represented in Shema, which is the name Membase, and Vahoye im Shemaya, which is the name Ayinbase. Asha Shem Membase hu bechinas halois ubishtaim yoifev. The name Membase is the idea of elevation and flying with the two wings. Vahu bechinas ubechol ma'idecha, shabeparsha Shema, represented by the love of Hashem with all ones. Power, which is stated in the parsha of the Shema. Ubechina zu hunayla yoyse m'shem ab. And that is higher than the name ab. K'meshkosa b'parshas truma, dafkuf lamed beis, amed beis. Ach li yoyse hamshochas elukus milamayla lamata. However, from the perspective of drawing down elukus from above, al yedei Torah u'mitzvahs maisius, through Torah learning and mitzvah performance, zeu b'chinas shem ab, that is represented in the name ab, in the name ayin beis. As it says in the second parasha of the Shema, v'nosati esev besodcha levehemtecha, I've given esev, esev is grass, besodcha in your field, levehemtecha to your animals. However, Esev can also be Ayin Beis Shin. The name Ayin Beis Shin. In other words, the name Ayin Beis represents the drawing down of Elikus down to the world. So although the name Mem Beis represented in the Shema is like the bird which soars to the highest levels, nevertheless, the Shem Ayin Beis represented in the second parasha of Vehoyim Shemaya is the drawing down into the world of Alekos through Torah mitzvahs. Ve'im kein, and therefore, al derech se, similarly yeshlema, one may say, gam kein also be'inyan neshamas, about the souls hanikroim yunayama, u'neshamas hanikroim behemes ha'aretz. In reference to the souls of the fish of the sea and the animals of the earth. She'im heyos yisrein milas nunayama, that although there is an advantage over in the nunayama, in the fish of the sea, Shehem shotim ba'aliyas uliyachad yichudim, that they swim to the highest of levels and they have unifications over there. In other words, this is the soaring above like the birds, similarly to the fish. They can soar to the highest of levels in the hidden worlds. Harei zeken b'chinas ho'afifa shalo'ofen. It's like the flight of the birds. Ach, however, shenuneyama, the difference being between the fish and the birds is that the fish of the sea, heim b'yam alma de'iskasya, they are in the sea, which is the hidden world. Umikom makin, nevertheless, yesh gam ken yisrim b'b'chinas hanashomes hanikrois behemes haaretz. There is still an advantage of the souls, which are called the animals of the land, over the birds and the fish of the sea. Al shem v'rav tvuos b'kercho. It is because much produce is produced by the power of the ox. V'hine now, in Tehillim, Simen Nun, on the pasuk behemes b'hararei olef, animals on the mountains, 1,000. Tirgim Yonason translates, V'toyer bar, deroy b'chol yume b'turin alpha, that the shoyer habor eats every day 1,000, the grass of 1,000 mountains. V'haynu, what does that mean? B'chinas malchus, it's a reference to the sphere of malchus, Shenikras behema rabba, which is called a great behema, Shem Ban, which is the name Ban, as we know the name Ban is Begimatria behema, Shehi mevareres hanitzutzim, which Malchus of Atzilus, represented by the name Ban, refines the sparks, Shenoflu b'shvira sakelim bebiya, which fell in the breakage of vessels, in the worlds of Bria, Yitzira, Nasiya. The Elef Turin, and the reference to the 1,000 mountains, Hainu Be'olam HaBria, Chulu, is a reference to the world of Bria. V'gam Yeshlema, one can also say, Lochein Nikras Toir Bar, that's why it's also called the Sheir HaBar. Ki Bar, Hainu Targum Chutz, because the word Bar in Aramaic means outside. V'hu sheha malchus nikras alma de iskalia b'chinas hadibur, a reference to malchus, which is called the revealed world, the world of speech. In other words, it's external, it goes out. Ma she'enken b'chinas yam, whereas in contrast, the sea, alma de iskasia machshava, that's the world of thought, which is hidden. V'hinei ksiv, now it's written, Yedea tzaddik nefesh behamtoi. The tzaddik knows the soul of his animal. V'hu yisoid zah, that's a reference to the level of yisoid of zah. Uchadi'isa b'parshas pinchas sham b'mikdash melech. V'zehu inyan amud echad v'tzaddik shemoi. This is the concept that there is one column, which is called tzaddik. She'olav, a pillar, she'olav ha'olam omid, upon which the world stands. That's the yesoid of Zoh. V'zeshkoz b'zoyer, ha'hu rochiv, ha'hu adam, de rochiv v'sholit al behemada. That's what the Zoyar means when it says there is a man who rides and who is in control of the animal. V'zeu she'omre eishas Rebbe Kiva al Rebbe Kiva, Yedea tzaddik nefesh behamtoi. In the Gemara in Ksubas, Daf Samach Gimel. V'hanashomis hanimshachim miyichud zun, and souls which come from the yichud of Zoh and Nukva, of the spheres of Zoh and Malchus, nikroim gam kein behemes ha'aretz shoirabor, are also called animals of the earth, and referenced by the name Shoir Habor. V'ikrom heim neshomes dibriya, and their principle are the souls of the world of Bria, haneilodim v'nimshachim mimalchus d'atzilus, which are born and drawn from the level of Malchus of Atzilus. V'haynu k'meshikosu b'igeres ha'kedesh. This is what's written in Tanya, Igeres ha'kedesh dibur ha'maschil ihu v'chayohi, Brias haneshames mimena, that souls are born from there, lihiyoiz yesh v'dovar nifrid b'fnei atzman b'ilam ha'briya, to be independent in the world of Bria. In other words, there are souls of Atzilus which remain even when they come down to the world on the level of Atzilus. Those are the Nuneyama. However, the souls of the Behemoth Haaretz are born in order to be an independent existence. So although a soul is a Chelek Elika Mimal Mamesh, nevertheless, as it emerges into the world of Bria, Yetzirah and Asiyah, it gains the perspective of a Nivra, of a created independent being. Leidas Hanukva Hanashamas Vahamalochim Loilam Abriya. And this is the concept of the birthing of souls, the birth of souls, which it says elsewhere is on Shvi Yishol Pesach, and angels into the world of Bria. Masherein kein neranda atzilus mamish, whereas the nefesh, ruach, and neshama of atzilus mamish, ksiv li'ilmine, is written before, evshal lo nishtana muhuson, li is davar nifrad me'elikus, that perhaps their essence has not been separated from elikus. V'zehu ki'in yinuneyama, that's the Nuneyama, Shehem B'Sei Chayom, that they are in the sea, V'Hayom M'chasa Aleim, and the sea covers them, V'yev Sholehem Liyas Nifred Me'ayom, and they cannot be separated. Aval Hanashomer Shenivru M'malchus D'Atzilus B'Briya, however the souls which have been created from Malchus of Atzilus into the world of Briya, Liyas Yesh V'Dovar Nifred, to become something separate, Nikroim behemas ha'aretz, they are called the animals of the earth. Ukmoi bruyim shebayabasha, like creations on dry land, nefesh chaya lamina, of which there are many beasts, hagam shemimeno heim chayim, although they get their life from what they eat on earth, v'oichle mitzamach ha'aretz, and they eat from vegetation, im kol zeh, nevertheless, heim yesh v'dover b'fnei atzmai. They are an independent being. In other words, although they are dependent on the earth for food, but nevertheless, they can be detached from the earth, and they can and are an independent existence. V'loi k'mei nune yama, unlike the fish of the sea, shahayom mechasa aleim, which the sea covers them, v'yef shalahem lehaf lihiporeid mehayom chulukanal, and they cannot be separated from the sea. V'ayin be'etz chayim shar ha'seder abiyah, shar mem zayim perik dalet, see there in the Etz Chaim, shazivug zun dibriya, that the union of Zoh and Malchus of the world of Bria, hu lehoilid lemalochim diyetzira hanashama shalahem, creates the souls of the angels of the world of Yetzirah. V'loi neshamas b'nei Adam dibriya, and not the souls of men in Bria. Im kein, therefore, k'moi kein, so too, ma'ash akos of shom, zivug zun da'atzilus, when it's written there that the zivug, the union of Zoh and Nukva of Atzilus, shemelidim, which gives birth to neshamas ha'tzadikim, haynu gam kein neshamas dibriya, That also means souls in the world of Bria, Ein Sham, Ubepedek He. V'chein kos of a Mishnah's Chassidim Masechah Zivug Avo, Peder Gimel, Noisnim Koyach Bezunda Atzilus. Power is given to Zoh and Nukva Batzilus, Lihizdaveg, to become together, Ulahoylid, and to give birth, Neshamas HaTzadikim Elolam HaBriya, to the souls of Tzadikim in the world of Bria. Chulu. Bezun de Bria. And in turn, the Yichud of Zoh and Nukva of Bria, Lehizdaveg, to come together, Ulahoylid Neshamas HaMalachim, and to create the souls of angels, Elolam HaYitzira, to the world of Yitzira. V'chei Mashma Behediyah B'Zoya, so too is it clear in the Zoya Vayetzi Daf Kun Fnun Hei Omad Aleph, V'ayin B'Paradis Shara Tesvav Perik Dalet. Omnom, however, B'Zoya Vayikra Daf Chof Dalet Seif Omad Beis Mashma Behediyah, there in the Zoya it seems, Sheyesh Neshamas Nimshechu Mizivug Zunda Atzilus, that there are souls that come forth from the union of Zoh and Nukva Batzilus, v'nikroi ma'nefesh ahi, nefesh da'atzilus mamash, that are literally termed souls of Atzilus. In other words, it's clear in the Zohar that there are some souls that come down which retain the status of Atzilus. Achal kolponim, nevertheless, muven, it's understood, shestam neshomis, that regular neshamis shenimshechu miyichud zun da'atzilus ba'olam habriya, that come through the unification of Zoh and Nukva of Atzilus as they come into the world of Bria, heim nasu b'chinas Bria, they take on the independence of Bria, alidei leidosan mehagim Nukva da'atzilus, because they are born by the malchus of Atzilus. V'zeu inin shenikras v'zoyar, and that is what is called in the Zoyar Hayudbeis Shvatim Shebibria, the 12 tribes of the world of Bria, Yudbeis Bokor, the 12 oxen. V'hine pidush Yudbeis Bokor. Now, what is the idea of the concept of the 12 oxen? Haynu shekoichem rav. It means that they have huge power. Bebechines Merkova, of the Merkava, liyos noises esakise, that it can carry the throne. Or bechines Adam da Atzilus alakise, and it can carry the Adam of Atzilus, which is on the throne. V'haynu b'koyach habirurim me'olam atoyu. And the power that they have is because of the refining of the sparks that fell from the world of Toyu. Dugmas shenisboili il, rather like we've explained beforehand, be'inyan v'hachayas noises, that the chayas carry, chulu. V'hine mevur b'makamache, now it's explained as well, al posig roni v'simchi bas, shebechines bas, which bas, the daughter, shehi bechines malchus ta'atzilus, which is the sphere of malchus of Atzilus, hayiredes b'bria, which descends into Bria, Tala b'yeser seis, goes up higher. In other words, the descent of Malchus of Atzilus down into Bria is a descent for the purpose of ascent, and the elevation which is achieved goes very high. The liyos eishes chayel ateres baila, becoming the crown of a husband. Ki yihye godol koyach hamisbarer, because there is a tremendous power in that which is refined, shehu mishem sag, being from the name sag. V'haynu shetala afilu lemayla bebechines ema. And it is elevated even higher than the mother. U'kemoshkosa b'makamachar al pi hazoyer pasha shlach daf kuf ayin aleph. Al posig v'hoya b'yoy mahu. On that day, yetsu mayim chayim Yerushalayim, living waters will go out of Yerushalayim. Shehi bechinas Malchus, which is the level of Malchus. Chetz yom el hayom hakadmoni, half to the eastern sea. Shehi Bina, which is a reference to Bina. Vehatam, and the reason is, mitzad habirurim dinitzutzim, the kesa chochma Bina detoyu, sheha Malchus mevaveres b'ribiyah, The reason is because there are sparks of Kesach Chochmah and Bina of Toyu which fell into Biyah, and Malchus elevates them. V'oid, furthermore, kinots soifon chulu, that the end is wedged in the beginning. V'soif maisa, indeed. Lochin, and therefore, ha-malchus hi b'chinas keser, chulu b'esas fides d'oir choyzer. In terms of the reflective light of oir choyzer, Malchus reflects in keser. U'kemavur b'makamachar apes alposakarenias mar echa, as is explained elsewhere. V'lochin, therefore, mehai timer for this reason, yesh yisrin gamkein l'neshomas ha-nildim mi-malchus da'atzilus. Now we understand that there is a great advantage over souls that are born from Malchus of Atzilus, haynu mizivug zun, which means from the union of Zoh and Nukva, al neshome shebebechines Ema, over the souls of Ema, of the mother, hanikras nuneyama, which are the fish of the sea, shehem haneshome sayetzim yichud Ava, which are souls which are born from the union of Ava. V'oid, in other words, the advantage of the souls of the Behemoth Haaretz, this is the trailing and the elevation of the sparks of Toyu which fell, and therefore they have this advantage over the souls of the Nunayama. V'oid zois, and furthermore, gam itzad zod atzilus. Also from the perspective of Zod atzilus, as it says in parenthesis, v'afilu b'neshomis atzilus mamish, even souls of Atzilus literally, shebebechina zun shayach yisen zek muvan, which are of the level of zun, this is applicable, as is understood. Al pima shakosa beidra zuta, daf reish sadik beis, avo mehai moicha nafka, that avo goes from this brain, zo ba'atika kadisha talia, va'achid. However, zo, in other words, although the midos come from the seichel, they are rooted higher than the seichel. The midos are rooted in Attic. Shahazor shehu midos da'atzilus, because Zoh, which represents the midos of Atzilus, hu b'shor she'lamayla m'sheir shava, is higher in root than Chochmah and Bina, ela shenim shech lamata, but it was drawn lower. Ukmei al derech moshel, like by way of parable, hamidus ba'adam, the midos in the person, afsha nildu v'nisgalu min aseichel, even though they are born and revealed from the seichel, mikol mokim, nevertheless, ikar hamidus b'sharshon nilkuchu milamayla min aseichel. The principle of the midos is rooted in higher than seichel. V'lochein, and therefore, yesh b'midos hisgabros yose mima shahoya b'seichel hamelidon. There is, in midos, a power which is even greater than the seichel which gives birth to them. Ukemoshen isboya b'bir al-posa simeni kechaysam b'inyan horatzua shebetfilin. Chulu, as is explained there, in reference to the ratzuas of tfilin, by mashakosa bebir aposak ela masay vial pihate sefta shabazoyar beparshas beshalach dafnun amalavga betzlas ruchin diklilim betzlas chulu. Belochin amra razal, and that's why Chazal said ha'ovis hein hein amarakova, that the ovis were the chariots, ve ha'ovis hein chagas da'atzilus, and the ovis which represented chesed gvur and tferes of Atzilus, Heim bechinas merkova, they are the merkova, lehalus es adam, to lift up the adam. Hu bechinas chochmah da'atzilus, which is the level of chochmah. In other words, we see that chagas, which are the midas, which are lower than the seichel, lift up the chochmah of atzilus. Al derech hanal, as we've explained, bemerkavta debriya legabe atzilus, that the whole merkava of Bria lifts up Atzilus. Ukemevur inyan zeh barichas b'dibur amasr lahavin biur inyan ha'aves hein in a merkava b'parshas Yisrei. V'ayin ma shekosa b'mokam achar al pi ha-zayar. Parshas Chayesora daf kuf chof gimel amad alef. Be'inyan mea shana chulu. Gam kein inyan Yisroim. Sheyesh lezo alavo chulu ayin sham. Where there is also explained the advantage of Zo, the Midos, over Chochma and Bina. Lochin, and therefore Gamei Haytayma. Also from this reason, Hanashomis Shema Bechina Sheir Habor, the souls of Sheir Habor, Malim Es Leviosan Hanashomis Davo. They elevate the Leviosan Neshomis of Chochma and Bina. Al derech shechagas da atzilis malim hachochma ba'oirein sov shalomayla mehachochma. Rather like chesed gvurin tiferes of atzilis, which elevates chochma into oirein sov, which is higher than chochma. So similarly, the souls of the Shoir Habor elevate the Leviosan souls. The Hamidas da Atzilus legabe ha-chochma, and the Midas of Atzilus in reference, in contrast to Chochma, Nimshal Adarech Moshal, can be compared, for example, Kamei ha-behema, to an animal, Yeshla Gvura Yosemei ha-odam, which has more power than a man, Mishum Shebesharsha, because in roots, Nilkecha Mimokam Elyon is taken from a higher place. Ki behema, hainu bechinas midos, because a behema represents midos, the odam bechinas chachma, and a human being represents chachma. But in source, the behema is taken from a higher place, and therefore it can elevate the odam. Vayim b'mikdash melech b'pirush hazeh pasha shmini daf lamin ches amad beis al pasuk v'shoir v'ayil, the pirush shoir b'yaseid zah, that shoir is in the level of Yisoid Zah, Kamesh Kosa B'Yosef, B'chor Shoirei Hodoloi, as it's written by Yosef. V'kol Shekein D'Shayach Kol Zeh Mitzad Shoirei Shanashomis, and certainly this is all applicable in terms of the roots of souls, Shemei HaNukva, Malchus Shemei Maveres, Mibiya Me'olam HaToyu, that the souls which go out of Malchus descend into Bia, and elevate that which fell from Olam Atayu. V'ayin mashakosa bebir al-posa shechera ani v'nava. Shebechina zu shala malchus sheyeredes lebiya, that through malchus descending into biya, al yedeze davka, through that specifically, nasa ho'aliyah hagbeya me'oid naila, comes the great elevation. V'kol ze shayach kan lebechinas hanashome shenikrom sheyrabor. And all of this is relevant here in terms of the advantage of the souls of Shoir Habor, ukemuven as is understood. Zeu inyan she'amar Razal, and this is what Chazal have said, behemos noisitz lelevyosan bekarnov, that the animals gore the levyosan with their horns, kihine isa b'gemara, because it says in the Gemara, Ragli ha-chayas keneged kulam, the feet of the chayas are opposite all of them. Ad ha-bechina ha-yosa gavoya, hu karne ha-chayas keneged kulam, and it says to the highest of levels that the horns of the chayas are opposite all. Ki ragli ha-chayas, because the feet of the chayas, hu bechinas nihi, is the spheres of Nesach Hoidisoid, Bekarne ha-chayas, whereas the horns of the chayas, hein bechinas keser, are on the level of keser, shehein soimchim ha-gulgeles, which grow out of the skull. V'zeu inin ha-nal, and this is, as we've said beforehand, shaha-malchus, shenikras behemer abba, that malchus, which is called the great animal, he bechinas keser mimata lamayla, is, in its oir chayzer, in its reflective sense, represents keser. Val yidei zeh, and through that, yagbiu es levioson, it elevates the levioson shebe bechinas chachma bina, which is from the level of chachma bina. Be'oir ha-keser, with the light of keser, shalamayla meha-chachma, which is higher than chachma. V'haynu ki'inin mashakosu b'malkam acher, this is what is stated elsewhere, bepirush roma karni, the elevation of my horn, David shenimshach bekeren, David was anointed with a horn. This is the meaning of the pasuk. Pisa nosan levyoinim karnei torum bechaved. What does that mean? Shalidei kima mitzvahs maisias, through mitzvah performance, yia bechinas torum karnei, there will be an elevation of the Karen of the highest levels. Ukemeshkos bezoyar, beparshas v'aleischa daf kufnum gimel soif amed beis kufnun dalad amed aleph, v'ayin bezoyar beparshas v'yere daf tzadik vav amed aleph, v'paparshas sav lamed alad amed aleph me'inyin be'keren ben shemen chulu. V'zeu b'cheir sheiroi, v'karnei re'im karnov, ukemeshkos v'atorim kirein karni, Balaisi b'shem rana. V'ayim b'zoya say parshas v'amidba daf kuf chof os amadala b'inyan uvaloi l'kerem. So all of this explains the reflective power of Malchus, that it elevates until Keser, and it elevates even the souls of the Nunayama. V'oid yuvin inyan ha'lo zu d'sheir ha'bor, yet ala gamken es alvyosan. Further, we will understand this elevation of the Shoir Habor, that it can even elevate the Livyoson. Afal gav shederach klal nunayama hein neshomas ha-yeser al-yoinim mebechines ha-neshomas ha-nikras al-shem eretz behemes ha-oris. Even though the souls of the nunayama are much higher than the souls of the animals of the earth, hu gan kein be'inin yam ve'yabosha atzmoy. We will understand this by understanding the difference between sea and dry land itself. The yam hu alma de iskasya, because sea is covered, it's the hidden world. Shalamayla bebechinis yabosha, higher than dry land. Shehu alma de iskali, which is the revealed world. Ach kol zehim itzad seder hishtalshalus. However, that's in the chain order of creation. Aval alidei gilui ha'ora rabba va'atsuma milamayla miseder hishtaushalus, through a huge revelation of a light which transcends the chain order, alidei ze hofach yom liyabosha, then sea was transformed into dry land. Kisham yam v'yabosha shovin, because on the level of that revelation, sea and dry land are equal. Ve'ad rabba, on the contrary, Shom b'machshava hakaduma, there, in the primordial thought, Eretz kodma, land came before the sea. Ukemesha kosavta li'il seiv dibra maschol sheishas yomin techomatsas, as is explained previously in the Maima sheishas yomin. Bi'al derech zeh gam kein be'inyan haneshomis hanimshochim mibeis habachines, diyam v'yabosha. Similarly here, in reference to the souls which are drawn from the level of Yam, sea, and Yabosha, and dry land, that although in Seder Ishtaushalus, the souls of Yam, which are the Nunayama, are higher than the souls of Behemoth Oretz, which are on Yabosha, nevertheless, that's only Mitzad Ishtaushalus. But if one looks on the level of higher than Ishtaushalus, the souls of the Shoir Abor became higher. And therefore, in the chain order of creation from above, Yala ha-Livyosan ha-Shoir Habor, the souls of Livyosan will elevate the Shoir Habor, whereas, from the perspective of Lamata Lamaila, from below, Shabamachshova, because in primordial thought, Eretz Kodma, land came first, Yala Shoir Habor l'Livyosan. The Shoir Habor will elevate the Livyosan. V'ayin ma shakosu gam kein b'dubar ha-maschel v'hoya misabrit b'nei Yisrael, shala osid yia eretz l'mayla mebechines hayam. See there that in future land will be higher than the sea. V'zeo l'roika ha-oretz al ha-moyim. That's the meaning of roika ha-oretz al ha-moyim. V'oid yei shlema, furthermore, Be'inyan Livyosan v'Shoir Habor, in this matter of the difference between the Livyosan and Shoir Habor, dehine mevur b'makam acher, It's explained elsewhere, Al Pasuk Shishim Hema Melachos, that there were 60 Melachos, Achas Hiyenasi, but one is my dove, the Mizeh Mashma, which from there, from this it's understood, Shahanasham is Gevoyim Mehatorah, that souls, because it says Achas Hiyenasi, is higher than Torah. Shahari Shishim Melachos Amar Razal, because Chazal said, what is Shishim Melachos a reference to? Eile Shishim Mesechtes. It's a reference to the 60 Mesechtes of Shas. Achas hi yoynasi zu knesis Yisrael. Whereas, one is my dove, that's a reference to Yidden. So, from there it seems that Yidden are higher than Torah. V'lifamim mashma lehepech. But sometimes, it seems the opposite. Ki hanasham es miskashram be'iraisa ve'iraisa b'kutshu brichu. Because it says that souls connect to Torah and through Torah with Kutshu Brichu, which implies that Torah is higher than souls. Acho inyan, but the matter is, shezeu ma sha'omer razal, that is what Chazal said, loizoz mechababa ad shekora biti, loizoz mechababa ad shekora imi, that he didn't move from loving her until he called her my daughter, and until he called her my mother. What does that mean? Ki bas, because a daughter, hainu b'chinas mekabel, is a receiver. V'hainu, meaning, shehem b'chinas mekablim mehatorah. That's a reference to Yidden as they receive from Torah. Achein keshekara imi, however, when she's called my mother, hainu adarabah. That's the other way around. Shehem b'chinas mashpim lehatorah, that Yidden are the influences to Torah. And this is the parallel to the difference to the Sheir Habor and Lev Yosan. Because the Sheir, the ox, who is very powerful and can receive a yoke, that's the yoke of mitzvahs. Oil davka, specifically a yoke, bebechinas eved, a form of servant. As it says, that you need to serve Hashem, an avoider. That through the bittul and the yoke, there is drawn down a peripheral light and a garment for the soul, lehaloisa lemaila veliyos mebechinas mahalchin, to elevate it above, to create it into a mover. Va'ayin barabbis va'era peiriches. Have a look in Medrash over there. Umau levusha shalakadosh baruch hu. What is the garment of Hashem? Oiz, it's the power Hashem oiz liyama yitzen, which Hashem gave to His people. Ein sham umisham sheresh halavushim hanimshachem al yedei mitzvos, and this is the root of garments which are drawn down through mitzvos. Liyos ukved Hashem yasvech, v'nimtza bebechina zu hu mekabel mehamitzvos davka, and on this level he receives from mitzvos shal yedei ze davka yovel liyos bebechinas mahalchim bein ha'omdim, in order to become a mover amongst those who are standing. Al yidei ha-levushim hanal, through these garments, v'ha-levushim elu, and these garments, heim ha-nikroim, gam kein arbin v'anios, they're called ships, shebehem v'al yodom, yuchnu leilach bayom, with which they can sail the sea, shehu alma de'iskasya, of the hidden world. Achen, however, yesh neshamas gevoyos meyod, however, there are certain exceedingly elevated souls, Shiyesh behem bechinas rusa deliba, which have this will and desire of the heart, bechinas b'chol meidach b'li gvul, which is the level of b'chol meidach, which is unlimited, al derech chasidim arishenim, like it says in the Gemara in Brachas, taf lamed beis amed beis, of the chasidim, the early chasidim, shebechinas zu zeu lemayla mehatorah, that is higher than Torah. Kim rubas b'gemara sham, as it says in the Gemara there, And about these souls it says that they acquired their world in 1 hour. Kibachinas Rusa Deliba, because this Rusa Deliba, Zeum Bachinas Kaser, that comes from the level of Kaser, Shahu Ratsan Shalamailam Hasechel, which is will, which transcends intellect. And it's higher than the source of Torah, which goes forth from Chachma. And about this, they said, that he didn't move from loving her until he called her my mother. That's the level of these souls. The Zeu Inyan of the souls as they are higher than Torah. The Zeu Inyan Achas Hi Enosi. One is my dove, Kemeshikosav al Pasuk, as it says on this Pasuk. V'zeu inyan livyosan, and this is the idea of the livyosan, sheshot bayom, which swims in the sea, umakifoi karega, and goes around the sea in one moment. Haina shehu lamaylam imadregas ha'arbin v'aniyos, which means that the livyosan is higher than the ships. Shehem alavushim, Shabamaisa ha mitzvahs, which are the garments of the deeds of mitzvahs, Shabahem va'al yodam, through which Yisalu ha'neshamas, souls can be elevated, bebechinas seviv kol almin, in the level of seviv yam ha'chochma. Kiim, but rather adrabba, hu makif sayom, the levyosan goes around the sea, u'mashpia u'mamshich bayam ha'chochma melamayla me'ha'chochma, and it influences the sea from higher than Chachma. Ki Levyosan Loshen Chibur, because Levyosan is the concept of joining, al derech David hayu mechaber ha-Torah shalamayla be-HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as it says, that David connected Torah above with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. K'moshe kosav t'liel, as I've written previously. Ve'im ayoyiz ki be'emes b'china zu de'leizaz mechaber ba'ad shekora imi. And although this level of not moving until she's called my mother, shuhu bechinas levyosan, which is the level of levyosan gavoy me bechinas sheir abar, is higher than the sheir abar, shuhu bechinas leizaz mechaba ba'ad shekora biti, which is the level of bas of daughter, afal pike, nevertheless, lasid lovik siv, about the future it's written, roni v'simchi bas, v'shachanti b'seichich davka, that the shechina will rest specifically in the bas. In other words, in the souls of the Sheir Abar. As it says about Mashiach, that he will be my servant, Bechinas Eved Hanal, the reference to the Eved. Because this avoda of an ox carrying the yoke, Yesh bei Milo Madregi Yaseira, has a great advantage over the Nuneyama, the Nords Seifon Bitchilasan, because the end is wedged in the beginning. The end being the souls of the Sheir Habor is wedged in the beginning. And from all this, we can understand the advantage now of the souls of the Sheir Habor over that of the Nuneyama of the Leviathan.